We could take a minute to transition to a guided meditation now. As we all sit here now, very relaxed, very much at peace, we see our whole body fully relaxed, fully receptive to the energies of the environment, fully in harmony with the environment and with itself. We sense our environment now as being a sacred space that has brought great joy to many here at the UFO Watchtower, and we give thanks to the land and to the caretakers of it for maintaining this space and offering such a heightened sense of mystery and awe and gratitude and joy for so many who have visited and had experiences or just left their items. And we see all these items as representing a metaphysical charge and an intention and a focus point for every individual. And we honor those intentions and the combined energy of the energy of the space in these vortexes and these shared intentions. And we see these intentions coming into a realization for everyone who left their item there and needed that reciprocation of metaphysical energy. For their sacrifice of their item, they regained the positive vibrations that uplift the planet as we seek together as one mind, seeking for the same things, seeking towards the love unconditionally shared for others on Earth, seeking for prosperity in their lives with greater states of peace and harmony with those around them. We see all these intentions as being shared between us, and we see their fulfillment in our united drive to focus the will of the One Infinite Creator into the upliftment of consciousness and the betterment of the lives of all humans on Earth right now. And we open our hearts more now to everyone who's visited this space and to all those in the circle who we connect with great love in our hearts and great peace and joy and reverence for the divine being that we each emulate, that we each represent. And we see the divine light of the Infinite Creator coming into us now through the crown of our chakras and up through the base, through the universal energies, coming and meeting in our energy beings, in our energy bodies, connecting to our physical bodies through our energy centers, our chakra system. And we see now a greater light and balance to each of our chakras now, as we see in the red base of our spine, we see a great sense of peace that surpasses any doubts about our current situation in life, that we are very much at peace, nothing to worry about in our environment, in our lives. We feel that great grounding, knowing that we are taken care of. And we see that brilliant red energy bright up in the base of our spine and begin to ascend and ascend to the orange center in our sacral chakra. And we see that sacral chakra open up as we perceive ourselves in this planet, in this world, in this incarnation as wholly acceptable and balanced and wholly divine, as we sense our grounding revealing itself through our personal identity and the balances that come with knowing who we are and accepting who we are. And we see ourselves now with this brilliant orange light ascending to the solar plexus, the yellow chakra. And we sense in that chakra center a great harmony with others being manifest, a dissolvement of distortions of ego, of a desire for control. We don't need to control anything. We find true acceptance in community with ourselves, with our family, with our extended circles. We release all attachments to outcomes with others, and we accept in this brilliant yellow energy, vibrant, glowing energy like the sun, that we need not worry about our affairs with others, because all is taken care of in the proper, perfect light and love of the infinite creator. And in this light and love shared freely with others, we see the green center, our heart center, start to open near our hearts. And we open that brilliant, bright energy center full of green love, loving energy for everyone around us, everyone we meet. We don't need to place any filters on it. When we feel everyone is a part of us, everyone is a part of that divine, infinite plan for love and light to be known on earth in greater and greater degrees, with greater and greater harmony between all peoples. We feel that great love in our own hearts opening up and giving us great sense of freedom, as we feel free now to ascend the highest heights of awareness to the heavenly nature of our being and awareness. And we see that green transform now to the blue energy center in our throat chakras. And we feel in that center opening up a great desire for communication of our love and sharing of our love freely, without hesitation, with full honesty and full commitment to being of service with our words and with our being and with our actions, representing and channeling the love and light of the one infinite creator for all who are able to partake in our sharing of energy. And we see that blue energy transmuting and transforming now as we travel higher up our spines, up to our pineal gland, our third eye in the center of our heads. And we sense in this powerful energy center a sense of the universal connectedness and linkages between all things, all people, across all time and space. We see how there are only patterns, fractalized patterns, represented and mirroring themselves in every situation and every person, as we appreciate in great balance our role as the funnels of the infinite cosmic energy into our finite, seemingly finite, incarnated state. But we open up now our third eyes to see that we can see the infinite universe with freedom, powered by our love and desire to share that love, and desire to be interconnected with the divine plan of love for all across the cosmos. And in this highest light, we open up now our indigo and violet center more directly to see and experience the presence of the one infinite creator with us, as us, through us, for us at this time, understanding that the totality of our balance is never truly out of alignment, as we have simply chosen this experience to be the radiant beings that we are, as we are, fully whole and complete and worthy, fully accepted and accepting as a part of this great divine energy that we get to be mirrors of as incarnated mind, body, spirits at this time. And in this great balance, we sense ourselves opening up again to those in the group around us, and we can share our love more with those in the group in a counterclockwise fashion to keep the circle of energy flowing. We pass from left to right. We pass to the person on our right. All of our energy of love and appreciation. And we sense ourselves becoming more harmonized as we see that green, vibrant, loving light traveling faster and faster around each in the circle, connecting all of our hearts with great love and gratitude and joy and peace. And we feel ourselves opening up to become more harmonized in our shared focus and shared intentions for sharing this great love with all of humanity and with those of our cosmic family who share in this time with us in great inspiration and great intentions for awareness of the potentials of greater connection, greater cosmic connection, and greater connection to the light and love of the divine presences of all those beings who are with us and helping us as they seek to help us more every day. We open up now to receive more inspiration and more assistance in our lives. As we see that also for all those who have left their items around us, we see the same fulfillment of the energies of the seeking being responded to. And we travel with this great circle of light, this ring of light around us. We travel upward now into a column of light. And we see our column ascending above our circle, acting as a beacon. And as we ascend up with our consciousness, we can see with our mind's eye down below us, our circle, the watchtower below us. We can travel higher and higher. We see the lights of Alamosa and other neighboring cities around us and the mountain ranges around us. And we travel higher and higher. And we see more of Colorado in view and the lights of the distant cities in view. And we can travel higher, higher, straight up, and we see more of North America in view. All the mountain ranges, all the Rocky Mountains, all the brilliant cities of this country coming on now as it gets darker. And we travel higher and higher, and we can see up the curvature of the Earth now, and we're up just above the Earth, up above the atmosphere as it starts to look darker out around us as the atmosphere gets thin. We could take a pause now at this place and sense once again the grounding of the column of light down below us, but also sensing the other columns that have been sent up by the other light workers and contact workers and grid workers who seek to fortify the energy systems of the planet. And we see like a brilliant light-filled grid and lattice work surrounding the planet, all of the healing energies that have been enveloped around the planet by those light workers sharing freely their love, sharing freely their light so that others may be benefited on a deepest subconscious planetary consciousness level, so that we may all up-level together and become more one together, become more in tune with the divine nature of our reality together. And we see in this great light of purified intention for love for all, that wherever there has been disharmony on Earth, we see those patterns of disharmony beginning to melt into patterns of harmony. Wherever there is a great burden of unforgiveness and heaviness in the hearts of the families and the circles of friends on Earth and the nations and the political systems and the businesses, we see all those hearts beginning to soften as we choose as one to become a more loving planet, to becoming more, a more light-filled planet. And we see all the hearts opening that need to open in time and right now in miraculous fashion as we light the flame of love and see that lit more and more across the nations, across the Earth. And we send this up as our prayer, and we connect with our brothers and sisters from the stars and from the inner dimensions, the ascended realms. We invite them all to join with us in our prayer for the upliftment of the hearts of humanity towards greater forgiveness and healing and love for all on planet Earth who are needing that right now. And we see also a great healing taking place where there is a sickness. We see people finding water and food when they need that. We see people working together more efficiently and breaking down the blockages of economic situations, breaking down the blockages of technological limitations so that all may prosper on Earth, increasingly accelerating rates so that we can all know that there is no need to worry about survival, to worry about any kind of scarcity when we have an abundance of love and light to work with from the infinite creator coming in through every miracle needed, wherever it is needed on Earth now. We share this as our prayer with all of the heavens, and we ascend now along our column up past the orbit, past the upper atmosphere completely into the space, and we sense now the blanket of love shared by the loving light-filled ships, which have loving light-filled beings piloting them, and also the interdimensional beings who do not need ships. We see them encompassing our Earth, whether they be physically local or not. We see them with us now at this time, shielding us and sharing their love. And we thank them for their work in uplifting consciousness on Earth. And we ask them to join with us in any ways that we can invite them, in ways that are inspiring and safe for everyone and beneficial for everyone. We invite greater contact, greater connections, greater interactions, so that there is less of a blockage between their reality of purified, perfect love and our reality of dense awareness and lack of awareness of the truer nature of our being. And we ask for an integration and a dissolvement of those barriers that separate us from the higher aspects of our extended family, of our extended selves operating from higher realms, working through these bodies, but working also through extended family members, extended consciousness facilitators, school administrators, or however we view the divine effects of the heavenly beings, the many multitude here to help us. We thank them for helping us now. And we could travel also upward, higher to the orbit of the moon, and we see many like-minded beings filled with love operating from that influence, seeking to help us on Earth. We thank them for their work, and we invite them to join with us in prayers and wherever it is safe, in the skies or on the ground, wherever they can be of assistance. We also travel now with our column of light out to the orbit of Mars, and we see the great healing happening on that planet from ancient times. Whatever happened there, we see a greater healing, and we thank those beings working from that influence to bring that planet back into balance. And we thank those beings who are also working with Earth as well and helping us. And we thank them for their energies and their contributions to our own evolution. And we can travel outward now past the asteroid belt to the orbits of the gas giants, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. And we see these heavenly bodies operating in divine fashion and metaphysical energetic fashion, and the many beings operating around there as well to balance the energy of the solar system towards greater harmony for all present. We thank those beings for their work, those heavenly bodies for their influences, and we see the great divine light of the One Infinite Creator manifest through these influences, and we thank them and invite them to be with us and help us wherever it is safe and beneficial. And we also travel outward now past the orbit of Pluto and the rocky bodies. And we travel outward now to the center of the galaxy. And we see now the sun operating as one light-filled, radiant being in the center of the galaxy, operating as an even greater light-filled entity, seeking to mirror the light of the Infinite Creator, showing us more and more of the nature of our pure radiance that is our divine nature, that we are seeking to represent on Earth and seeking to invite as a greater extensions of us outward and inward to become more and more that which we seek, that purified light of the highest consciousness, the integrated consciousness of all consciousness in the universes. And we can travel now back down our column of light, back to the orbits of the planets on the solar system and back down to the Earth. We see lights of the city around us again, and we travel back down to our circle. We feel great freedom and liberation now to be able to tap into these higher sources of consciousness, and we can continue now as we feel as appropriate in silent meditation, connecting as we feel guided and opening our hearts however needed, and for the next 15 minutes or so in silent meditation.